A caution against heavy investment in food manufacture. In the night season, a representation was given to me, and some instruction regarding the health food work. A few men were examining some plants having a tangled mass of roots. The roots on some of these plants were very long. Others had shorter roots. Those with the long roots looked healthy and promising, and men were rejoicing in the prospects of much fruit from these plants. Each seemed eager to secure the ones he regarded as the most promising, and there was strife and contention over them. One of authority appeared in the midst of them, and said, "You do not need these long roots." "Why do we not need them?" some asked. "Because the Lord is honored only by those plants that are connected with fruit-bearing branches. You are greatly mistaken in supposing that these longer roots will bring forth fruit such as you desire. A large expenditure of means to secure possession of them will result in confusion and will involve you in difficulties that you do not now realize. The plants with the short roots are the ones you should select, for their cultivation will not absorb a large amount of means, and within a short time they will bear fruit to the glory of God." I was shown that the plants with the long, tangled roots represent certain food enterprises, which seem to be very promising, but which would produce but small returns in proclaiming God's redeeming love to man. These enterprises represent a large outlay of means, but they are not in harmony with the Lord's method of carrying forward His work, and they will result in entanglements. The plants with the short roots represent enterprises which will not require such a large outlay of means, but which will bring speedy returns in the advancement of the gospel, and will result in the salvation of many souls. To us as a people, God has given the work of preaching in all parts of the world, the gospel of the kingdom. Our means and talents are not to be bound up in the production of expensive foods. Our commission is to proclaim the truth, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.